All summer, NPR's international desk has sent in audio postcards from places we may long to visit but can't because of the pandemic. The series is called Wish You Were Here. For the season's final postcard, we hear from a place known for the beauty of its scent, the southern French city of Grasse. It's known as the perfume capital of the world. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley found this perfumer's paradise didn't always smell so sweet.
Grasse sits in the hills up above the French Riviera city of Cannes, so it doesn't have the Mediterranean Sea. But it does have fields of flowers, and this time of year, the jasmine is in full bloom. Perfume plant farmer Pierre Charla is working with his small crew of pickers. They're plucking the tiny white blossoms sprinkled throughout bright green jasmine bushes, which are planted in rows almost like grapevines. Charla's small terraced fields are rimmed by an old stone wall. He says perfume in Grasse is often a family story.
Ma grand-mère, elle venait à l'âge de 8-12 ans avec ses deux sœurs cueillir le jasmin chez un propriétaire ici.
My grandmother picked jasmine right here with her two sisters when she was 12, more than 70 years ago. And see that little shack? That was where the hired pickers cooked and slept, so they'd be right on the spot at dawn to start working.
Pour faire un kilo, suivant les conditions, ça peut être entre 7 à 10 000 fleurs pour faire un kilo de jasmin.
Charla says jasmine is so delicate it can only be picked by hand. It takes from 7 to 10,000 flowers to make 1 kilogram, which is quickly transported less than a mile away from here to a factory to extract the pure flower scent before the jasmine wilts.
There's a full basket of jasmine flowers here. It's just the most sweet, pure scent.
Interestingly, the reason Grasse became such a sweet-smelling town is that it used to smell absolutely putrid.
Grasse in the Middle Ages, and especially in the 16th century, is well known all over Europe for leather, not for perfume.
I meet Laurent Poupeville, guide and director of Grasse's Perfume Museum, a few miles from the fields in town. The tanneries and leather reeked of dead animals and lye. He says it was the glove makers who first tried to make their product smell better.
So they are going to use a technique which is called maceration. So they use animal fat, and they are going to put flowers in this fat. And so the fat is going to take the perfume of the flowers. And they are going to obtain, after 2 months, a perfume pomade. And so they are going to perfume the leather gloves with these perfume pomades.
Eventually, the tanners switched to perfume making entirely when taxes on the leather rose too high. The hillside springs that were channeled through town to clean the hides were now used to distill perfume and water the fields of flowers.
Vous suivez les plaques et vous allez faire tout le tour de la ville historique.
Poupeville shows me some of the perfume factories from the 1700s nestled in the old town. They're ornate jewel box-like buildings where perfume was made and sold. In the 1800s, Queen Victoria came to Grasse to buy her perfumes.
It's an absolutely beautiful little Provençal town with pastel-colored houses with the big shutters and the plane trees and the little squares with the cafes everywhere. And there's a little trolley that goes around and gives people a tour of the town.
The factories have moved out of the old town, but Grasse is still the place to be for fragrance makers, whether you're a multinational company creating signature smells for shampoos and detergents, or a niche perfumer.
My name is Jessica Buchanan, and I came to Grasse in 2007 for the Grasse Institute of Perfumery, the perfumery school.
The Canadian perfumer has her own boutique in Grasse and does a brisk online business. Buchanan is what's known as a nose.
Or a nez, as we say in French, which means that I actually mix the materials together. So as you can see behind me, the perfumer's organ, which is all of the different raw materials that I use to formulate fragrances.
You heard it, a perfumer's organ. Hundreds of vials of raw scent arranged on different levels to look like a pipe organ. Perfumers learn all these ingredients by heart. Composing a perfume is often compared to composing music with bass notes, heart notes, and head notes. At the Perfume Museum's Mediterranean Garden, you can get a whiff of all the plants that have made up the economy and history of Grasse in the last 300 years.
They use the leaves, the flowers, to rub and smell.
Head gardener Christophe Mej crushes some orange tree leaves between his fingers. He says fragrance formulas are very precise. For example, Chanel No. 5 was created with jasmine from grass, so it must always be made that way.
The same rose or the same jasmine grown in Egypt or Morocco, it will be different from the rose grown in grass. It's like wine. You can have the same type of grape, but you won't have the same wine because of the sun, because of the soil, because of...
The terroir,
yes. That's it.
Terroir, the specific characteristics of a place that create a unique agricultural product. The soil, sun, geographic location, or harvesting technique. In 2018, UNESCO awarded the perfume-making Savoir Faire of Grasse World Heritage status. Being here makes you want to try your own hand at creating a fragrance, and you can. These tourists sit in front of their daunting perfumer's organs at the Gallimard Perfume Factory Workshop. Paul and Mariska Locker are visiting from Holland.
We're testing perfumes and trying to mix our own perfume. So, very exciting.
So you like it a lot?
Yeah.
It's very strong.
Gallimard perfume coach Ivana Ristevska tries to help Paul balance his creation, which she says has too much musk.
Even 10 okay. is too much for me, but let's go for it. Then I will put a bit more of white musk.
It's so smelly today.
Yeah, so good luck to you.
Ristevska says to make a good perfume, don't try to recreate a fragrance you've worn in the past. Be open-minded, go with your instinct, and especially follow your nose. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Grasse.